This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The economic future of the biggest city in this country is looking more tech than it did a couple of days ago. Google confirmed this morning it's going to double its footprint in New York City, $1 billion for new digs in Lower Manhattan, and a Big Apple workforce of 14,000 in the next decade or so. You take the Amazon HQ2 news a couple of weeks ago, 25,000 new workers in Long Island City, Queens over the next decade. And one can only wonder, in this era of cloud computing and hipster coffee shops in virtually every town, why are tech giants expanding in the biggest and most crowded and most expensive of American cities? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that story.
When we think about famous origin stories for today's tech giants, the suburbs loom large, says Margaret O'Meara, a tech historian who teaches at the University of Washington. Think Steve Jobs in his garage.
The research park or the corporate campus has really been the native home for American high tech since the 1950s.
There are reasons for that, she says. When the defense industry was investing in early tech during the Cold War, they purposely put the facilities outside major cities, which could be in the path of nuclear bombs. But the suburbs back then were also where people wanted to live. Today, not so much.
Young, college-educated, skilled technical professionals, you know, in their 20s and early 30s, they want to live in places like Manhattan and downtown Seattle and San Francisco.
O'Meara says over recent years, we've seen the migration of high-tech industry into cities, but not just any cities. While Apple recently announced a new hub in Austin, most companies are heading to wealthy coastal urban centers where talent is already concentrated.
You're getting this self-reinforcing phenomenon.
Richard Florida is an urban studies professor at the University of Toronto. He's tracked the consolidation of wealth and high-wage jobs in what he calls superstar cities like New York and San Francisco.
I think it's because talent wants to be around other talent, and talent wants an exciting and diverse environment.
And once the talent is there, companies pile on. But that exacerbates the growing tech divide between the coasts and the rest of the country. And even in those successful cities, rising costs can force out the very cultural vibrancy that made them attractive in the first place. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.